In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So reading these readings today, you know, they fit very well with last week. There's a kind of an unintentional sermon series going on. How should we act? What are our responsibilities? And as I think about that, there was a phrase that got a lot of play in the 70s that's very interesting. It was basically this. Actually, it was the 70s and the 80s. But it's, you can't put God in a box, man. Except that's exactly what we do in this day and age. We sit there and we ignore everything. In the second reading today, you have this discussion talking about if you have faith, but you don't have works, your faith is dead. There was a movie several years ago that I think sums it up perfectly. And it was the movie Gladiator, one of Russell Crowe's movies. But in it, there is a perfect line. What we do in life echoes in eternity. What we do in life echoes in eternity. There are a vast number of people who would sit there and say, even now, America is predominantly Christian. But most Americans don't act like it. Second reading talks today about if you know that there's poor among you, and you say, eat, drink, and be merry, go and keep warm, but don't do anything to help them. What have you done? What have you done? Likewise, in a gospel reading, we have a woman of Gentile descent. And the word dogs in there is rather significant because the Jewish people thought anybody that wasn't Jewish was a dog. A dog was the lowest form you could be. They had no respect. They were given no dignity. Nothing. They were considered to be worthless people. She didn't go and protest. She didn't go and get everybody around her riled up. She didn't go and try to do things in her own way or ridicule and dismiss God. She knew the promises the same as everyone else. Stood her ground. Kept her lively faith. And was rewarded for that faith. So many times today, we sit there and we speak about buzzwords. We speak about ideals. We speak about perfection, but we don't pursue it. Is it enough to say you're Christian? No. It's not. It's not. It is the beginning. Christianity, the promises of Christ, the actions that he did, should have such a profound effect on our life that they fundamentally change everything about us. It makes us unable to walk past the poor while doing nothing. It makes us unable to focus on the divisions of the world. It makes us unable to respond with anything less than compassion and mercy. From those actions, our faith is borne out. The truth is revealed. what we believe is in fact how we should live. There used to be an ancient saying for that. It was understood by all the monastics, by all the Christians of the ancient church. Lex orandi, lex credendi. What we pray is what we believe. Some later add to that lex vivendi. What we pray is what we believe. And what we believe is how we live. And in that belief, when we begin to live that way, divisions fall away. Fear falls away. Domination falls away. Hatred, lust, all falls away. It's burned out of us and refined because we choose to live that way. It's not just what we proclaim. The proclamation is the beginning. The life lived, the actions that we perform, the mercy and grace that we show, those are the things that we do in life that echo in eternity. God is not about tolerance. He's not about deserving something. He's not about giving you your every whim and desire. He's not about politics. He's not about social justice. Not about social media. Not even about secular community. Christ is about the kingdom of God. The beliefs and promises given to Christians all over the world. And how we bear those out. And when you truly live that way, social justice comes about. Tolerance is not an issue. You stop seeing people as people, and you begin to see them as brothers and sisters. Begin to see them as family. Most of you are parents here, so I have a question for you. How often has your child come to you and asked for money? Did you turn them away? Or did you help them out? The entire world, every Christian, is your family. Some not in the place that many others are, both fundamentally and theologically, but brothers and sisters nonetheless. If you would be Christian, show your works to demonstrate your faith. Have the desire to let division cease, to move forward in Christ, and to take him out of the box that we have put him in.